1-800-245-2345. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, there one problem we have with so many Christians, and even people who are not Christians, but specifically with Christians, is they don't believe in the supernatural. I mean, certainly if you were a Christian and you believe that Christ was born of a virgin, if you believe that he was crucified and died and then was resurrected and in a body, it may very well be a heavenly body, but he was resurrected. He was here on earth for some time after his death. Those are supernatural events. And of course, if you read the Old Testament, you'll find many references to supernatural things, such as, well, during the time preceding the Noahic floods, when the fallen angels came to earth and mated with women, and their offspring were Nephilim. Supernatural events. And yet, of course, today, as we surmise what's going on in the world, we see so many things that really don't make sense. But we never stop and think that maybe there is a supernatural element to them. Well, our guest this morning is Tom Horn. He's written a wonderful book about Stargate, the Nephilim, the Stargate, and Tom is a minister
participating and made a submission to the Parliamentary Joint Committee scrutinizing this draft legislation, and they said that the genetic mothers of these chimeras ought to be able to raise these offspring as children if they so wished. In fact, they said that these interspecies embryos should not be treated any differently than any other human embryos.
And, you know, I got at least one email from a Catholic was incensed because you were critical of the Catholic Church, and yet, you know, what they should be saying is, we should never be doing this. We should never consider trying to join human animal DNA. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.
But the fact that they are trying to engineer super soldiers, who would fight their battles for them, that this would even be considered by our military is, to me, is a terrifying concept. Because remember, the military, especially if devoid of conscience, can be used not only against the enemy without, but patriots within. And there are people in the United States in high positions of government who do not believe in freedom, who really want power. They want to rule the world. And they would go to any extent to destroy those of us within this society who have moral compulsions against torture, against misuse of war, against massive slaughter, such as we're carrying out in Iraq today and Afghanistan today, and not too long ago in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where without concern we killed and incinerated over 100,000 people in both of those cities when the Japanese have been trying for at least 6 months to surrender, and we wouldn't let them because we wanted to use those bombs. There are evil and wicked people in the world, and that they would have at their disposal this new technology that Tom is describing is indeed a frightening thing to contemplate.
Well, and what so often happens in the military as these, you know, vast amounts of resources through tax dollars can be funded into private laboratories and research laboratories for the development of things that begin in concept and theory, and then eventually, you wind up with something like the atom bomb or something else. But many of the things that are created by NASA or other branches of the government, the Air Force, DARPA, eventually they start creeping over into industrial applications, and we start buying things on store shelves that at one time were invented with a military application. And this kind of creep, human political counterparts, who in turn command the influences of these lesser ranks, until literally every level of earthly government can be touched by this power if we invite them to come in. I've got an acquaintance named Henrik Palmgren. And he asked recently, he said, is this program called Archon XPRIZE because the high-speed sequencing of the DNA of multiple persons will be helpful when police are given universal martial law ability to take DNA samples on the streets for this global DNA database that's being built? Well, that was an incredible question. It was a fascinating question. But his next question was even more interesting. He said, or are these researchers maybe, only just maybe, looking for something in DNA? Are they trying to find something, a particular bloodline, something that might be a window? Are they trying to find a window, a stargate, something that could bring through the offspring of the Watchers once again? Of course, this, you know, the whole Archon X Prize may be just what they say it is on the surface. Maybe nothing more than that. Certainly could be. But man, I just thought, you know, the use of the word Archon is fascinating. Maybe it was, you know, subconsciously suggested to them by these unseen forces that are interested in what in the direction it appears we're going now with biotechnology, and that's back to the gates that the Watchers and the Nephilim, maybe Archons, came through once before.
And of course, if you read the cult literature, things that come out of the religious trust, if she came back from seeing Joan Quigley, what did Joan say? Fascinating book. You'll never see it discussed in any conservative or liberal publication, because you're not supposed to understand the power of these occult forces, you know, in our government today. Richard Nixon, certainly involved with the occult. Hearing Alan Greenspan talk about him last night on CBS 60 Minutes, he said he had never, even when he was in the rock music business, heard such vulgar speech as would come out of the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, being with him for only 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, more four-letter words than Alan Greenspan had ever heard. Fascinating interview. Insight into a President of the United States. But the things that you're never going to hear about, well, anyway, the information is there. People need to understand these occult influences, and that really is one of the things that you're going to learn so much by reading Tom's books or the books that he publishes, Christians have to understand there is a supernatural. There is another dimension. There are beings from that other dimension who are playing a part on the unfolding of history and events today. Tom, go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, and you know, Dr. Monteith, I use contemporary terms like Stargate on the cover of my book, and I do that because it connects with current cultural references. But my concern is that there is this perfect parallel between ancient and modern agents of warfare who had an interest, whether we're talking about DARPA today or the Watchers of old, they had an interest in creating super soldiers. And isn't it interesting that both of them viewed genetic modification as a gateway to accomplishing that goal? I mean, if this is a coincidence, it's the biggest coincidence in history, because the answer to what the Watchers and the Nephilim were doing, and why it led to judgment, by the way, in the Old Testament.
Do you understand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And those people who, have read some books about UFOs will find that these beings, of course, they want to try to convince us from outer space. They're not. I personally believe they're
biotech. And also what happens in psyops and psychological and even psychotronic warfare. So it isn't just super soldiers who go to foreign fields and fight battles to defend us. But we're talking about weapons that are being developed that can be used here, stateside, against our own population. And if people don't know what I mean when I refer to psychotronic warfare, that's a weapon mechanism that's used to disrupt the normal functions of the body or mind. We should do a whole show on this sometime, because it's so interesting. The body is like a computer in that we operate using a process as humans for receiving and then developing and interpreting and then responding to the input of data. And we have the chemical electrical activity of the brain. We have the nervous system. Signals are sent from the cortex region of the brain to other parts of the body. We have the inner ear that processes auditory signals. The light-sensitive retina and cornea of the eye that processes visual activity. Of course, you're a medical doctor, so you understand everything I'm saying completely. Psychotronics, which has been most publicly discussed in places like Russia and China, but has certainly been well-funded in the United States, this is a weapons technology that seeks to control or debilitate a person by distorting the data that the brain or the eyes or the ears receive, and therefore you can manipulate enemy personnel. And enemy personnel might be here in the United States, like Alex Jones getting arrested a couple of weeks ago. This is an expanding weapons mechanism, and it's not just pointed at foreign soil.
Well, we're out of time, Tom. We look forward to having you on again real soon. God bless.
God bless you, Dr. Monteith. Thank you for having me on your show again.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is
448927. Our website, radioliberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs on the internet 5 hours a day. Get onto our stream, Global Star. You can listen 9 hours a day.